Baby, ya, ya sé que a ti te va bien, que de mí tú no quieres saber. Ay.
It is festival season, and this year, Bad Bunny is one of the headliners at Coachella. He's known for taking reggaeton to new heights, and he is the biggest pop star in the world. Bad Bunny's also the first Spanish-language artist to headline Coachella, and after last weekend's performance, he made waves again, but not with reggaeton. Bad Bunny released a single and video with a different sort of crossover, the regional Mexican band Grupo Frontera, that almost immediately racked up more than 25 million views in 2 days. Everybody has been talking about this, and I wanted to know more about this single, but also where it fits into the culture. So we are going to hit up our group chat. We've got Ana Maria Sayer from NPR Music's Alt Latino and NPR's Mexico City correspondent Ader Peralta. Hey, y'all.
Hey, Ana.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, good to talk to you. All right, so this is a new sound for Bad Bunny. I mean, I was pretty surprised when I heard it, but were y'all?
I was surprised. I mean, because leading up to this moment, urban and pop music had been kind of sneaking its way into these regional Mexican songs. But when the biggest pop star in the world decides to dip in, he does it with a straight up, uncomplicated, traditional Texas cumbia.
I must admit, when I heard that Bad Bunny was going to be doing some regional, this is not what I expected. I mean, the only real reggaeton connection here are Bad Bunny's vocals. We all know them, and hearing them over this instrumental is really striking. But that and this super modern story, I mean, stalking an ex on Instagram, his phone's on 1%, that feels pretty Bad Bunny to me.
Oh, yeah, it does. And I mean, this song from Bad Bunny, it is not the only song from the regional Mexican genre that's really blowing up right now, right?
Yep, that's right. Let's hear a little of it.
Compa, ¿qué le parece esa morra? La que anda bailando sola, me gusta pa' mí.
Okay, I am into this, but I don't know who I'm hearing here. Tell me who this is.
You're hearing Eslabón Armado and Peso Pluma, and this song is the perfect example of what's known as a corrido tumbado, and they're these stripped-down songs of heartbreak, or in this case, it's about a guy who's trying to woo a girl who's dancing alone at a party, but they're throwbacks to Mexican country music, but they have a hip-hop swagger, and this song is already a massive hit.
I mean, it's really struck a nerve. We all know Selena, obviously, and we thought that she was the person that was taking regional beyond the region, but she never cracked the top pop charts in the U.S. This song just cracked the top 10 of the Hot 100 Billboard chart. I mean, we're not talking about the chart in Mexico, not in the U.S. We're talking about of all of the world right here. This is really a watershed moment for the genre. But for those of us who've been tracking it, it's really not coming out of nowhere. We've been watching this build for years, from something that was just in the Norteño region of Mexico to something that was listened to in the country at large, and now we're seeing it hit the international stage. I mean, we saw a number of regional artists perform at Coachella this past week. Artists like soft rock corrido fusion Danny Lux.
Eres un diamante que entre estrellas brillas. Labios tiene rubí rojo, ojos de perla.
Poppy heartthrob Becky G, who brought out record-breaking Peso Pluma.
No se va a poder, por más que lo intenté.
And we're watching this happen at the same time as international artists like Bad Bunny and Karol G are adopting the genre.
Okay, I want some backstory. Where does this genre come from?
It has deep roots. I mean, it really reaches back more than 150 years, when Mexicans would write songs about wars and revolutionary heroes. But more recently, that changed. I mean, it became about, you know, the life of drug runners, or in the case of Los Tigres del Norte, about life as an immigrant in the U.S.
en los Estados Unidos. 10 años pasaron ya.
It's always been something that Mexicanos have leaned on as something that speaks to their experience, but it was very much known and seen as not only something distinctly Mexican, but specifically a genre that was confined to the northern part of the country. Something that also kind of had a bit of a stigma around it as being, I don't know, rancho music, something that wasn't well respected in the country, but everything is changing right now.
Why do you all think this is happening now?
I mean, Ader and I definitely have our theories. One is just to say that I think the Latin American diaspora, the Spanish-speaking diaspora, has never been more united than it is in this moment. I think platforms like TikTok, Spotify, we can really attribute some of that unification to the way that people are able to connect and find something of each other's histories and stories and sonic legacies within each other's music.
And I'll take the long view. I mean, I think we have to remember that for a long time, Mexico was the center of the Latin cultural universe. And, you know, then as reggaeton took over the world, that center drifted toward the Caribbean. And now it's just drifting back to Mexico. And Mexican music has historically been amazing at helping us process sadness. And no one else on the continent does it better. I don't think anybody will fight me on that. And so a lot of these songs are about loss and pain and yearning, and they're coming at a particularly precarious time for our planet. So to me, these songs are just really, they're just finding their moment.
And I don't think it's a coincidence that the young generation of today is really into their sensitive boys. And Peso Pluma does that better than anyone.
Ana Maria Sayer is the co-host of NPR Music's podcast, Alt Latino, and Ader Peralta is NPR's Mexico City correspondent. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you, Juana.
Thanks.